Recently, I've read a journal on netdoctor.com on a topic how to lose weight a healthy way. It's revealed by John Pillinger. I believe he's a doctor. So he said the healthiest way to lose weight is neither crash diets. You either go on a diet or you had a lot of exercise. But someone who hasn't exercised for years shouldn't rush into running miles a day or doing so much exercise. Not only the struggle to do so leaves you feeling disheartened and dismotivated, you're also far more likely to injure yourself and set your fitness level back further. The same goes for people who suddenly start starving themselves. Diets that severely restrict calories or the types of food allowed can lead to be deficient in the nutrients and vitamins that your body needs. So what's your energy needs and weight loss? Your body uses food for energy to store any excess energy as fat. This means if you eat more food than your body needs for daily activities and cell maintenance, you gain weight. So in order to lose weight, you will reduce the amount of the calories you obtain, increase your level of your exercise or your activity. So that's why experts talk more weight loss in terms of diet and exercise. And introduce change gradually. Small changes can make a difference. One extra biscuit a week can lead you to gain 5 pounds a year. Cut that biscuit out of your diet and you lose the same amount. Okay. So you're also more likely to stick to, say, skipping full-fat milk or semi-skimmed or making time for breakfast each morning than a diet that set rules for all food. You should think of weight loss in terms of permanently changing your eating habits, where weight loss goals are usually set in terms of week. Your end game is to sustain these changes over months and years, and your lifestyle, for example, your lifestyle changed for life. Increase your activity levels also helps. Someone who increased the amount they exercise but maintain the same diets and calorie intake will almost certainly lose weight. So exercise is very important. No matter if you hate gyms or even a light exercise, such as a short 20 minutes walk will be beneficial if done most day of the week. That's the end of my sharing. So I think this journal can help you, and anyone who is interested in the journal, I can leave a comment there and I can give the journal to you. So thank you, and thank you John Tillinger for posting that useful journal.